from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes. Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So happy to have you guys with us, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And today is a very special day on the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and we're always honored that you guys hang out with us for 3 hours of great conservative conversation. And we try to bring you the big newsmakers of the day, and we're very protective of our time together. But when we get a call from the President of the United States asking for airtime, we say, absolutely, Mr. President. And today we are very excited because we have an exclusive interview with President Trump. And the president called in earlier this morning, and usually these interviews go about 5 or 10 minutes on the radio side of things. But the president sat down and talked with us for nearly 20 minutes. It was just a tremendous conversation, and we covered a lot of ground, and we're going to be playing the entire interview. We've got to break it up because of the break schedules, but it was just really fascinating that President Trump took that amount of time to hang out with us and with our audience, and it was about midway through, and you're so focused on listening to what the president is saying. And I got sidetracked because in the back of my mind, I'm sitting here going, holy cow, this is the leader of the free world. And he's spending 20 minutes of his morning in the Oval Office talking to us. And it was really remarkable. Just last week, he was negotiating peace between Vladimir Putin and Zelensky. And now here he is with us talking about the big issues of the day. And we covered a lot of ground with the president. And one of the things I really appreciate, normally you get two or three questions and that's about it. You know, the president waxes on and he really starts speaking extemporaneously about whatever the issue is. And sometimes he'll take a turn or two in the conversation. But it's really interesting, and you're going to hear this in the interview, where he's pretty direct with a lot of the answers to the questions. Now, I know our Tennessee listeners are going to be very interested because I did ask him who he was going to endorse in the gubernatorial primary, Senator Marsha Blackburn or Congressman John Rose. You're going to hear that conversation in just a little while. And I also asked about crime specifically in Memphis, Tennessee, and the president had an interesting message for the good people of Memphis. And I will say this, we asked him about it early on, and you'll hear it in the interview. At the very end of the interview, he circles back to Memphis again. And that to me said he really does care about what's happening here. And of course, the Trump family, they've got a history here in Memphis. They're very involved in the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So I'm glad to hear the president, and I think I was encouraged to hear what the president had to say about the crime situation, not just in Memphis, but really across the nation. You know, another big issue, and this happened last night, my apologies, President Trump really starting to hammer home mail-in balloting, and we'll talk more about this later on in the show today, but the president was pretty passionate about this issue of doing away with mail-in voting. And he's going to point out, and you're going to hear the president say, that a good many Republican governors are giving him blowback, and we've got to figure that out. So anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be playing the entire interview. We'll have to take a break, and then when we come back, we can play the remainder of it. And then we're going to open up the phone lines and have you guys weigh in on the president, the job he's doing, and what the president had to say about some of the big issues facing our nation, from Ukraine to ICE to crime in the streets, and also to Generation Z voters. And he had something very interesting to say about that. And the president weighed in on his faith, which I thought was a fun part of it. And And Parker, I know you got to, this was your first time. The staff loves to kind of banter about who gets to answer the phone. This was the first time you actually got to answer the phone.
Yeah, it was a really neat, kind of surreal feeling, but really cool interview.
Great, so he was very nice to you, very polite.
Yeah, absolutely. His whole staff was great.
Awesome. Yep, the lovely Margot and Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, did a great job arranging it. So without further delay, first, let me give the telephone number, 901-260-5926. Write down that number, 901-260-5926. And here is the President of the United States on the Todd Stern Show. Mr. President, it is always an honor to have you on the show. And I just want you to know you've got a lot of fans in the Todd Stern Show audience, and our listeners love you, and they love the great work that you've been doing for the nation.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be with you. You've been a lucky charm. We won a lot of good races together, if you look at it. But so I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. By the way, Mr. President, I have to tell you, the golf community here in Memphis, they were hoping you were going to make it down for the FedEx St. Jude Classic. You would have loved the newly redesigned course. It was a great time, but you've got a lot of golf fans down here as well.
I do, and I love the area. I love the area. It's a good tournament. It's really, golf is a good thing, but I've been so busy lately, I haven't been thinking about it, to be honest with you.
Okay, I don't know how you do this, Mr. You know, I do 3 hours of radio and then the Newsmax TV show, and I'm worn out by the end of the day, and you're just getting started. A lot of folks wondering, how does the president do it? What is the daily routine here?
Well, I sort of have no choice. It's either do it or it doesn't get done, and I like doing things myself, and but we have a good team also. We have a lot of things going. We ended 7 wars, probably more than that. You know, they wrote an article and they gave me 3 additional ones that I ended without even knowing it. But, you know, I saw things were going bad and it looked like it was going to go bad. And it could have been 10, but it is 7. And that's a lot of wars. That includes going in and knocking the hell out of the future nuclear capacity of Iran. That was a big one, too.
And of course, you know, it was really a masterclass watching you with Vladimir Putin and Zelensky. I mean, the guy actually, we were wondering, with all that money we've been sending the Ukrainians, surely they got a JCPenney where the guy could get a suit off the rack, and he actually, you know, dressed appropriately for the White House.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked very good. He's in there pitching. It's a hard war, I'll tell you. It's a horrible war. It's the worst thing since World War II. A lot of people dying. A lot of soldiers are dying, 5,000 to 7,000 a week.
Do you think we're going to be able to get peace in that region, Mr. President?
Well, I'll let you know in about, I would say within 2 weeks, we're going to know one way or the other. And after that, we'll have to maybe take a different tack. But we'll see. But we'll know pretty soon.
One of the big issues, really, over the past 24 hours, and you were writing about this this morning on True Social, and the Republicans did it in Texas, Mr. President. They came through with the redistricting. Now we understand Missouri may be looking at doing the same thing,
and Indiana and Florida. Maybe I think Ron DeSantis is going to do it too.
How important is the mail-in ballot? Getting rid of that. What is that going to do for the nation?
The biggest thing we can do, it's bigger even than the reapportionment, it's bigger than anything we can do as a party. Our elections are extremely corrupt. The mail-in ballots, the system is so corrupt. You know, Colorado went to it. You don't even go to a state that does it, because when they go mail-in, the Democrats, the only way they're going to win is mail-in ballots. That's the only way. I say we'd pick up 100 seats if you had real elections, meaning you go to the voters. I think I would have won California. I think I'd win California right now over that terrible governor. I mean, he is such a pathetic guy, one of the worst. Although Pritzker is pretty bad, too. I would say he's pretty pathetic. But the mail-in ballots and mail-in voting, and then you put them together with the machines. And you have to, that's why I said, make it too big to rig. The last election was so overwhelming that they tried. But they couldn't cheat to the extent they wanted to, and they gave it up. But somebody said 9:02 in the evening. And then it was just an explosion of ballots that came in. There was nothing they could do. But they cheat. And, you know, with their policies, Todd, they have to cheat. Who wants open borders? who wants a party of crime? I mean, look, I've straightened out crime in 4 days in D.C. And all they do is they say, he's a dictator. The place, people are getting mugged all over the place. Then they give you phony records like it's wonderful and it's worse than it ever was. But we've got it going. People are so happy. They're going out to restaurants again. I mean, they're so happy. But it's disgraceful. But the biggest thing Republicans can do is get rid of mail-in ballots and then get rid of the machines to go to paper ballots. You know, yeah. If you have paper ballots, it costs you 8% of what the machines cost. And you get an honest count.
It's unbelievable. And again, I'm astounded by those.
And you can't get these governors to do it, these Republican governors. And they're good. Some of them are good friends of mine. I don't know what it is. They don't do it. It's incredible. Even I'm talking about even states where I win it by 40, 50 points. They should do it. You know, set the example for others. I win them anyway. But, you know, I have states where I won by massive amounts, but they still cheat. Everybody cheats with mail-in ballots. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, and we're the only one in the whole world that uses them.
You know, Mr. President, you mentioned crime, and your FBI director, Kash Patel, did an interview with Fox, and he said that my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, is the homicide capital of America. And the people here are they're just oppressed. You know, it's a blue city. We've got Republicans in leadership in Nashville, and a lot of folks are saying, is there anything President Trump can do to help out the good people of Memphis? You know, Elon's building the big, huge super AI supercomputer here. Is there anything that you can do to help cities like Memphis?
Yeah, I will be. We're doing a sort of a test right now in D.C. It's working unbelievably much faster than we thought. We've arrested hundreds of criminals, hardline criminals, people that will never be any good. I don't care what they say. You know, they say, oh, rehab. They're not going to rehab these people. These are hardline. They're born criminals. They were born to be criminals. That's all they are. Mr. And we got them out of the system. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of cities like that. But I love Tennessee. You know, I won Tennessee by many, many, many points. So it was a landslide. Far greater than even, you know, the Republicans do good in Tennessee. But, I mean, my number was like 35 points. And I'm glad you're telling me that. I can put that early on a list. And I'm sure the people would love it.
Oh, they would definitely love that, Mr. President. All right. There you go. So we will continue the interview in just a moment. But I want to hit on that. I think we got Memphis moved up to the top of the list. And I will say this. After the interview, the president invited me to the Oval Office. So we're looking forward to going and visiting with the president on Monday. We'll be doing the national radio show from the White House as well. And we'll try to ask some more questions about that. But again, just a fascinating interview thus far. A lot of information and news dropping. We're going to be taking your calls, getting your reaction as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Again, a very special day here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show as we welcome the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, to our radio show. We'll be right back. Friends, I want to tell you about a new movie. It's called Sketch, and it's the latest from our good friends over at Angel Studios, the folks who are committed to bringing faith-based, family-friendly entertainment back to the big screen. Now, this one's a real treat. Sketch is imaginative, heartwarming, and just plain fun. Picture Stranger Things meets Inside Out, only clean, uplifting, and packed with values you can actually feel good about sharing with your kids. It's the story of a little girl whose sketchbook falls into a mysterious pond, and suddenly all her drawings come to life. It's got excitement, a little suspense, and a whole lot of laughs. If you're already a premium Angel Guild member, your two free tickets to Sketch are ready and waiting. If you're not, well, now's the time. Sign up today and see Sketch in theaters starting August 6th. Plus, you'll get access to Angel Studios' entire streaming library, content that reflects your values, honors your faith, and uplifts your family. If you're tired of the junk Hollywood keeps churning out and you're ready to support movies that are wholesome, meaningful, and made with heart, head over to angel.com/Stearns and become a premium Angel Guild member today. All right, I'm already getting mess. My cell phone is blowing up and blew up during the break. People are like, oh my gosh, is that President Trump? Yes, that is President Trump. And our good friends over at one of the Republican part, well, it's the Republican Party of Shelby County, of which I'm a member. And I don't think I think they will revoke my membership if I don't invite the president to actually come and be the speaker at the Reagan dinner. We may need to change the name to the Trump dinner if we can get President Trump out here to Memphis. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. This is a very special edition of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. We're going to, at the bottom of the hour, after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to come back with about 10 more minutes of our interview with the president. We just don't have a lot of time in this segment, so we don't want to break that up. And you're going to hear the president weighing in again on ICE, and the president's breaking some news about ICE, and you'll hear him talking about that, as well as Generation Z and why so many young Americans are really being attracted to the America First movement and messaging. So we're going to be talking to him about that, as well as what's happening in the world of politics. But, you know, I want to touch on something here. The president is very concerned about Republican governors. He did not name names, but I think we just have to be reaching out. And this is our homework assignment here. The president truly believes that if we can eliminate mail-in ballots, we are going to eliminate a massive amount of voter fraud in this country. And if we're able to do that, you heard the president say, and I was somewhat surprised, but the president said, we're going to be picking up 100 Republican seats if we're able to eliminate mail-in ballots. So what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we've got to make sure our state lawmakers, our governors are hearing from us. And we need to be not only lighting up the phones, but we need to be getting groups of people. If you are a part of a Republican group, wherever you may be, in Oregon, Maine, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, wherever you are, Oklahoma, we've got to, you cannot just take it for granted. As you heard the president say, some of his biggest opposition is actually coming from Republican governors. And he's right. It makes absolutely no sense at all. But if we're going to be successful, we've got to do this, and we've got to do it now while we have the power. We can't dilly-dally. We've got to keep fighting the good fight here. So you need to be organizing. You need to be calling your elected state leaders. All right, this is a state issue. So you need to be calling your local representatives, your state senators. Call the governor's office and tell them that you heard President Trump on the Todd Stearns Show saying, we've got to get on board and eliminate all mail-in ballots. We've got to do it. And then I want you to call me and tell me what your local leader said. We will make a list. And if we need to be calling out people and encouraging them, we're happy to do that. We are happy to do that because we've got a country to save. And let me say something about President Trump. And I know Alex Jones brought this up yesterday. And Alex Jones is concerned about the president's health. I did not want to ask the president about his health on national radio. That's a bit of a personal question. But I don't see how a man, how any man can keep up the pace that he's keeping up. And I want to suggest something to you. And again, I'm a Baptist. I'm not a Pentecostal. So, you know, I'm a little different in some of my beliefs. But I do believe that God's hand is on Donald Trump right now. I truly do. There's no other explanation for a man of his age can be as active and as effective as he is. It's really beyond explanation. And the president will talk more about that in our interview coming up. But again, I think God's hand is on President Trump. What say you? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, more of our conversation with President Trump on the Todd Stearns Show. A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last. Yeah, all right. So the National, we have the entire D.C. press corps listening to the show right now. And President Trump is about to announce that he's going to be suiting up tonight and he's going to be hitting the streets of Washington, D.C. He's going out patrolling for the bad guys with the National Guard and the military. So let's jump right back into our exclusive interview with the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the Great United States of America, Donald Trump. Of course, you know, we've got a big gubernatorial race here. Senator Marsha Blackburn running for governor, Congressman John Rose running. Have you thrown in with anybody yet in the race? Are you going to endorse anybody?
Well, I haven't. You know, they're both very good friends of mine. They're both great people. And she's fantastic, but a great senator. And John is a fantastic guy. So I haven't yet. I'll probably be forced to do it. I wish I didn't have to do it. But, you know, I'll probably be forced to do it. I don't know. It's just, you know, I hate to have to endorse them. Both excellent people.
It's a good problem to have because, you know, I think you're recruiting a lot of really solid people, Mr. President, and the party's got a strong bench because of you.
We have a great bench, and, you know, they have no bench. They have Jasmine Crockett is the bench, no relation to Davy, but their bench is not too strong, to put it mildly. It looks like, I don't know, Newsome is in there somewhere, I guess. I don't know how a guy can run when he destroyed California. He'll do the same thing to the nation. But Newsome and this guy Pritzker, big slob, terrible governor.
Too much deep dish.
They don't have much of a bench.
Yeah.
Put it mildly.
Yeah, well said.
I think they should go with Jasmine Crockett. I think she's great. Low IQ person.
It's really amazing, Mr. President, when you look at these
not
Democrats.
Not even believable.
Yeah, that you look
it's
at these
even.
Democrats, and they're out there, Mr. President, they're saying they're actually supporting crime on the streets of Washington. I mean, this is Trump derangement syndrome off the charts.
That's right. Because I sent in people to stop crime, they said he's a dictator. The real people, though, they're calling, even Democrats are calling me up saying, it's unbelievable. You know, it's been 4 days, right? And they said, it's unbelievable. And I'm going to be going out tonight. I'm going to keep it a secret. But I'm going to go, you're the only one that knows. You and your lots of listeners. You have a great show. You have a very successful show, by the way, in case you haven't heard that. But I'm going to be going out tonight, I think, with the police, and with the military, of course. So we're going to do a job. The National Guard is great. They've done a fantastic job.
It's going to be fascinating. Mr. President, I've got to ask you about Gen Z voters. I don't know if you've seen the sorority houses, especially in the southern states, where you've got the sorority girls and they're wearing the blue jeans. They got the American flag apparel. You got the frat bros out there. This generation, especially the younger version of Gen Z, they are all in on the America First movement. I'm wondering why do you think that is?
Because it's common sense, because they're smart people and it's common sense. I mean, it's no crime in your cities. It's not an open border. You know, we need open borders. By the way, for the last 4 months, we've had zero people come into our country because we're tough and we're smart and we know what we're doing. And Biden had a low IQ before he got, you know, even worse. He was low IQ 30 years ago. I just have to check it out. The guy was a terrible, terrible, stupid person. Just a glad hander. You know, you call him a glad hander. puts out his hand, he had a nice smile.
We have a saying, Mr. President of the South, that when it comes to President Biden, the cheese had slid off his cracker, as they say. So,
well, it was never really there. Ah. I mean, if you look back, he was never a smart person.
Fair enough.
You know, but he's in particular better, and it's not age. I know I have friends that are in their 90s, literally as sharp as you can be. You know, Gary Player is 89 years old. He's going to be 90, like, immediately almost. And he's like 100%. He still plays golf really well, even. He's 90. Compare that to Biden. You have a conversation with him, it's the same as 25 years ago.
Wow.
It's, you know, it's amazing. So they like to say age, but it's not age. He's just off.
Mr. President, I know I've got one more question for you. When you know, gosh, about a year or so ago, you made a statement about our good friend Lee Greenwood, who is a regular on this show, and had that incredible Bible, the God Bless the USA Bible, and you wrote something. And I think this is the reason why people came after you is not because of the Bible. I think it's because of what you said, that if we really want to make America great again, America has to pray again, and America has to read their Bible again. How important was it for you to stand up for people of faith? You know, they were shutting down churches during the Democrat regime, but how important was that for you to support people of faith?
Well, I just do it because I know it's true. If you look around, I mean, people of faith, there's a feeling they want to be good. You know, they get punished if they're not good, right? If you don't think about that, if you're not a believer and you believe you go nowhere, what's the reason to be good, really? There has to be some kind of a report card up there someplace, you know, like, let's go to heaven, let's get into heaven. It's sort of a beautiful thing. Look, religion was the backbone of our country. It's much less so now, but it's getting much stronger under me. It was terrible under Biden. I was so amazed. You know, I won the evangelicals like by 88%. But I was trying to figure out, who are the other 12%? How could they vote for her? You know, I mean, she was so pathetic. And Biden, you know, it's a combination. One was worse than the other. Why do they do that? It's like, you can't imagine them wanting to do that. And you saw what they did to you during, they were closing churches. Even if the people went outside and they were 10 feet apart, they were going in and raiding them and, you know, treating them like prisoners, like you know, like horrible people. And they're great people. They were the backbone of this country, and they still are, but they were dwindling. But I'm telling you, they're coming back. Religion's coming back. And religion brings our country together. All religions, a lot of religions. I mean, some I could question, I guess, to be honest with you. You know, there's a little rough philosophy there. But religion brings our country together, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing, and we have to bring it back stronger. And it has made tremendous inroads.
Mr. President, why are you doing all of this? You could be retired, living the good life down at Mar-a-Lago, but you step back into the political arena, and I'm just curious, why'd you do that?
Well, for one reason, I knew the election was rigged, and now we found that out definitively, as you can see. And you were a believer a long time ago. You didn't need all this evidence that's been piling on, but it was rigged. That means I did well. That means because I won by millions of votes, and that's a poll. If I thought I lost, I wouldn't have done it because that would be the ultimate poll, right? But I thought I really, and then I saw what was happening on top of everything. I saw one of the first things was the open borders. I built hundreds of miles of wall. We had, in 3 weeks, it could have been, certain areas could have been completed. I built more than I was supposed to build, than I said I was going to build, but there were certain little open areas that would have been done. The wall was there. You saw what they did. They sold the wall for 3 cents on the dollar. 3 cents on the dollar. And it's just incredible. And I saw what they were doing. So I saw that. I saw crime. I saw prices going up. I saw energy go so stupid with windmills all the place that are killing the country. And I saw all the things that were happening. I said, well, I have no choice. And I really enjoy it. And I enjoy it because I want to make America great again. We had it great. In fact, I was going to have to change the name. I wasn't going to say America great again because it was great. I was going to use a different term, just keep America great. And when they got in, it's like, you know, what the damage that Joe Biden and his group of idiots did to this country is unimaginable. and especially at the border. When you look at that border, when you look at that border, and the millions of people, millions and millions, 25 million people, that stupid person allowed into our country. And think of the focus. I mean, so much of our focus is getting these criminals out of our country. I mean, it's just, you know, it's hard work. And if I didn't win, this country would be finished. I'll tell you, just to finish up, Todd, the when I was with the King of Saudi Arabia and I was with all the leaders of NATO, and they all had basically one phrase. 1 year ago, you were a dead country. We were dead. We were going to fail. We're a failing country. Now you have the hottest country in the world. That's true. We have the hottest country anywhere in the world. Nobody close. And we did that in 6 months. It's going to get really good. Get ready.
Mr. President, we thank you. And I just have thank to you. Brag on you've got a great staff there. And I got to brag on them. Caroline and Margot, just great, great folks. And
they're great. But they're all great. They've done a fantastic job, and the people love them.
Well, Mr. President, thank you for taking a few minutes. I know you're a busy man, and we are so honored that you're hanging out with us here on the show today.
Well, it's an honor, and you've been with me from the beginning. Thank you, Todd. I'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Mr. President.
And I'm going to think about Memphis, too. Okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
He's going to think about Memphis, too. I love that. And again, he remembered that early on in the conversation, and I'm excited. I love my hometown, and my hometown is hurting. And to hear the President of the United States, the leader of the free world, say he is going to move us up on the list, that just means the world, I think, to a lot of people here in the Mid-South. So look, you heard the President of the United States, and the national media is already going nuts about Trump jumping into a patrol car tonight, and the President announcing on the Todd Stern Show that he is going to be patrolling the streets with law enforcement and the National Guard. I wonder if they're going to give him a uniform. You know, are they going to does the president have a gun? Are they going to let him tase somebody? I want to see my president tase somebody tonight. That's what I want to see. So look, we're going to take a quick break. We're opening up the phone lines. What'd you think about the interview? Your thoughts. Also, Brylan Hollihan, who is a member of chairs the Youth Advisory Board for the Republican Party. He's on standby. We've got other folks weighing in as well. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right to our phone lines. And I mentioned Brylan Hollihan, who is chair of the GOP Youth Advisory Council. And Hollihan, I've just got to be honest with you. We like you so much that we're going to have you on in spite of the fact that you chose to go to Auburn instead of the University of Tennessee. So,
Todd, thank you for having me. I'm walking from class to class right now, and so I'm talking to you walking down the concourse. You're getting like a live report from a college campus, and I got to tell you, that interview with the president was great. It's already made some headlines over at Politico. I just saw him, so you are a newsmaker, and you get the exclusives. And just for what the president said in the last part of that segment there about, you know, the exciting news tonight of him actually hopping in a patrol car and being a man of the people, I mean, the DNC is spending millions and millions of dollars to figure out how they can't win Gen Z, what they did to lose their monopoly on the youth vote. And I can save all the money and time for them right now and just say it's because we have a president in office who's the man of the people. He'll hop in a garbage truck. He'll hop in a police car. He'll talk to the everyday Americans. And he's authentic, Todd. You know it better than anybody. I promise you that interview went longer than it was supposed to because the guy is authentic. He will talk to you like a real person. He didn't have a talking point script in front of him. There wasn't anybody feeding him notes on note cards like we just had with the liar in chief in office before him. It's an amazing concept to have a president who can actually function.
You know, that's a great point you bring up because, you know, they're like, all right, any subjects you want to cover. And, you know, we try to be very respectful to the president, never want to throw any, you know, we don't do the gotcha stuff on this show, but he just in general terms knew where things were going. And you're right. He's so funny with the quips off the cuff. It's just who he is. And Brylan, I'm just curious, why is it that he is so engaging with people your age and especially the Zoomers out there?
Well, it's simple. I mean, what Kamala Harris did in her campaign strategy last November was a consultant's fever dream. I mean, if you looked at a playbook of how to win Gen Z, she hit it off. She had trendy catchphrases like joy. She had the bumper stickers and the social media campaigns with, you know, having Beyonce out on the campaign trail. Every playbook should have said that she won Gen Z. But what she did was scream at us instead of talk to us. And President Trump talked to us. There's a big difference there. He came to college campuses. He came to a college football game with me in Tuscaloosa and threw out hot dogs in the student section. He made an effort to actually speak to the next generation of Americans. And that's something we haven't seen a politician do in a hot minute. It's an incredible concept to actually have a president who cares about the next generation of Americans and doesn't just think about my peers and I as the next generation, but as actual people actively getting the baton, actively getting off the sidelines to vote. I mean, it's a challenge just to get Gen Z to pay attention to politics, to show up on election day. It's an even greater challenge to get them to vote Republican. That's unheard of. And the president broke that monopoly, and we're getting ready for the midterms to do it again.
Brylan Hollihand joining us from Auburn University, and Brylan is very involved in Republican Party politics. You know, Brylan, you see the sororities and the fraternities, and they're doing the whole spoof of, American Eagle at, you know, it seems like your generation, at least your age group within that generation, you guys are not afraid to get out there and say, we're proud to be Americans.
We are proud to be American, and that's simply what it was. And we're tired of being told by the left that we're the enemy right here in our own country. I mean, the Democrats are surprised that they lost their monopoly on the youth vote, but I can tell them that I wasn't shocked at all. I mean, for years, they called us the enemy. They called us villains. They told us that our masculinity was toxic. Their campaign strategy in the weeks before the election was to have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden walk out on the campaign trail and call us Hitler juniors and compare us to garbage. And what did the president do? Hop in a garbage truck and said, hey, actually, I like the garbage. I like the people in this country. I like these amazing Americans that are taking the time to get off the sidelines and vote. I mean, it's amazing to finally have a president who will actually relate to the next generation. And it's a cool concept to have somebody that's authentic, that's willing to go get in a patrol car tonight and go see the streets of D.C. Since when does that happen? Since when would a president willingly do that? That is amazing because he cares about the law enforcement officers that are protecting this country.
I love it. We are right now, guys, leading. We're the headline at CNN, The Washington Post, and the Associated Press. That's brilliant. Brylan, and I'll give you the last 30 seconds here, but moving forward, and you heard the president talking about we've got to eliminate mail-in ballots. We've got to do that. And he's getting a lot of blowback from Republican governors. Do you think the party's going to figure this out, that he's got the winning strategy here?
He not only has the winning strategy, but he has the momentum. And the worst place to be in politics right now is going against President Trump. I mean, he has made everything from Columbia University to liberal governors cower and actually bow down to the fact of, hey, maybe America First is a good idea. Maybe making America great again is a good policy to have. He's going to continue to do that. That's the tale that we're going to go into the midterms with and get ready for a big 2028 landslide as well.
All right, Brylan, we're going to let you get to class. I don't want to get, a letter from your professor or something. So anyway, we will see you tonight. I think you're going to be on Newsmax, the Newsmax show. So we will see you tonight on Newsmax.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a wonderful week and keep breaking some news.
All right, Brylan Hollihand there at Auburn University. Parker, I know you're excited. You're a big War Eagle guy.
War Eagle indeed, Todd.
I conservatives down there. How about that? In all seriousness, I'm getting so many messages. Politico, Washington Post, CNN, they're all picking up on our interview with President Trump. And we're going to re-air portions of that in the last hour of our show today. So look, hang tight. We're going to be taking your calls, your reaction to what President Trump had to say. How do you think the president is doing? How do you grade the president and the administration thus far? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Just a quick heads up, by the way, if you want to go back and listen to the entire interview, go get my podcast. It's free of charge, and you can download the podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the entire interview. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this
Voice America Ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things that's interesting here, and you never... I have to give the media credit and props, but they are treating our show very kindly today. So thank you. And we are literally the top story nationwide. Our interview, we did the exclusive interview with President Trump, and we are now the top story on every news outlet in America. Parker, it's a good thing you didn't hang up on the president. That's all I can say. So props to you. I'd ask for a raise.
I took care of that one.
There you go. There you go. So anyway, the reason I say that is normally whenever they do something about our show, it's far-right extremist radio host Todd Starnes. That is how they always frame the show. And I look, you can call us whatever you want to. I really, it doesn't bother me. But anyway, they're being very polite and calling me a conservative radio host. So thank you to The Hill and The Washington Post, and even CNN was very kind to me. So I don't know what I have done to earn such gratitude. New York Post, Bloomberg, all folks all across the country are now responding and reacting to what the president said. And, of course, the big story is the president is going to suit up tonight, and the president is going to hit the streets of Washington, D.C., and do a ride-along with law enforcement and the military. And I want to see the president in like a police officer's uniform, and I want to see our president tase somebody. That's all. I'll be happy if I see that. And any reporters listening, I will soon be referred to again as a far-right extremist radio host, but I think that would be sort of entertaining. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Taking your reaction to the president's remarks, that's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Florida. We will start our day with our good friend Mark from The Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Mark, what'd you think about the president?
Todd, great interview. You know, I'd one up you. I'd want to see him handcuff him instead of tasing him. That would even be better. Go ahead.
Wouldn't it be great, though? You get the president out there with, like, a law enforcement golf club, and he could take...
Yeah.
We've all seen you've seen the AI. What if the president could do that in real time?
Yeah, that would make for good TV. One big question from the seniors here in the villages, these mail-in ballots, how are they going to get to them if they, you know, if they're in nursing homes or they can't get to the ballots? And you're going to have to trust somebody to put them into the ballot for you. How are they going to handle that?
Well, Mark, that is actually a very fair question. And I know that there will probably be some carve out, some caveat where, you know, if you're a senior citizen or you're in a nursing home, that you would be able to still mail in your ballot. This is just by and large the people that are able bodied, that are taking just full advantage of something that was meant for, you know, the elderly, the infirm.
Okay, that answers a lot of that question, and I can answer that and tell people about that. Secondly, you need to get all your listeners, your top listeners together. We need to fly out there with you and have dinner with President Trump, because we all did get him into office as well. It would only be fair.
Well, that
and
would
lastly,
be...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah, that would be fun. I like that idea.
Yeah, I would do it. I'd be all in. I'd be. I know people that know Mr. Trump, so it'd be really, really cool. Secondly, Parker, tell him War Eagle. I got a lot of friends that are Alabama fans and know some players that are in the NFL, but I'm still War Eagle.
How did I end up with an all Auburn staff? I don't understand this, Parker. How did this happen?
I don't know, but Mark became smart. One of my favorite callers.
they're all smart. Listen, Alabama's an awesome team. Don't get me wrong. I just like Auburn.
By the way, guys, Ben Dieter up in Washington, they monitor all the TV. He just sent me a screenshot of CNN, or I'm sorry, Fox News. Fox News, President Trump to go on patrol tonight in D.C. So even Fox News is picking up the story.
I wish we could all go on that trip with him. Let's get together. Me and you, Todd, will fly out there with Mr. Trump. We'll help him out.
I love this. I love it. Mark, let's do it. Hey, look, we're ready to rock and roll. Lock and load.
Lock and load. Let's do the dinner. Let's get all together and meet, you know, get people like Ella J, you know, Joe from Ella J, get, you know.
We got to get Miss Janice and Patty.
Janice, there you go.
Mm-hmm. There was a lady from Gadsden, Alabama, who used to call in a lot. Oh, we got to get Connor from Boston. He could take the Tesla down. I love that.
I'm serious. You need to do that. Because these callers are basically a lot, along with millions of other people that put Mr. Trump into office.
Yeah.
He just owes us that. What do you think?
I love it. I will make the case. Mark, I'm meeting with the president Monday in the Oval Office, and then we're doing our show from the White House grounds. I will plead our case, and I'll let you know what happens.
I'll call you then.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Good hearing from you.
All right.
Good guy right there. Let's go to Barry in Georgia listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How are you? Fantastic show today. Very, very good. Your advertisers have to pay more. No doubt.
Thank you. You know, can I quote you on that, Barry?
Yes, you can. I'm 83 years old. I'm retired. I went to parochial school, and I can remember the little nuns coming down, and I had to hold my hand out, and they hit my hand with a ruler when I did something wrong. Well, one time, she tried to take a swing at me, and I pulled my hand away, and she missed. Well, she grabbed my hand and held it there while she hit it.
Oh.
We need, now I'm not condoning punishment, but we've got to get schools running well. We've got to get these kids to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. You've got to teach them how to talk, how to communicate. Don't do that. Everything else is pretty much not going to be solved too well. But thank God for Trump. He pulled us from the brink of extinction.
Barry, I truly believe this entire thing is, and I don't want to get into a church sermon here, but I just believe that God has intervened in the affairs of our nation, and that he put Donald Trump in the White House for such a time as this. And President Trump is doing the Lord's work. And I think even the president understands that, going back to, you know, Butler County and God intervening and saving President Trump's life. There's something going on of a spiritual nature here. That's the only way I can describe it. The ferocity that this president is tackling every single issue, and he's not even sleeping.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I say we've been saved, and we're starting. So education is the most important thing for the next generation. We're not going to see much, but we're going to see a lot of difference. Education is the key to the whole thing.
Well said. All right, Barry, we're going to leave it there. God bless you. All right, here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. May I just say something? And I know this is petty, but Fox News Channel, they didn't even have the courtesy to mention the Todd Stearns Radio program. They said a local radio show. CNN, Washington Post, New York Times, they had the decency. But anyway, it's really petty of Fox News, and you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do? But thank you anyway to all the other folks that are, that are weighing in here. And this has now become the top news story across the nation. President Trump announcing on the Todd Stearns Show that he is going to be patrolling the streets of Washington with law enforcement and the National Guard. I think this is brilliant. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Before we go to the phone calls, though, we do have some breaking news to share with you.
Breaking news now on the Todd Stearns Show.
All right, we are getting reports of an active shooter at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. This is UTC. There is a massive police presence at the university right now, and we understand that students are evacuating the campus library over the reports of a possible active shooter. So I know we have a lot of listeners in Chattanooga and across the state of Tennessee. So if we will bring you, we will bring you information. Right now, it looks as though a fairly orderly evacuation is happening of the campus buildings, and we're talking specifically about the library. So again, a possible active shooter. My text was blowing up here. I want to read this to you. Students evacuating the library. An emergency alert was issued. Run, hide, fight. We understand that Chattanooga Police and Tennessee Homeland Security are on the scene right now. And so I think your kids are safe. If there was, in fact, a shooting, they're not shooting now. So we'll keep you updated. And if any of our listeners in that area, if you have intel, just give us a call, 901-260-5926. All right, let's go back to the phones. Patty in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Patty. Your ears were burning, I hope.
Yeah, my God, I couldn't wait until I got out of that chemo, man. I drove home. I should have got a ticket for driving that fast.
Wow.
I was listening to you, you know, going through my thing, and I couldn't wait. I said, I got to get home. Yeah, it's not too far, but yeah, I raced all the way home. I mean, I think even if a cop pulled me over, he would probably be standing on my side. Let me tell you something, because the cops there love Donald Trump, okay? Everybody loves Donald Trump in this area, okay? And you did such a great job. I want to tell you something. You are the best, Todd.
Well, Patty, thank you. That means a lot. We, you know, there are a lot of hosts. They don't know when to shut up and listen. And I'm one of those guys who knows when to shut up and listen. And that's probably about 90% of being a good talk radio host is really not so much talking, but it's actually listening to what the people are telling you.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And you have the facts. You know everything before you even open your mouth. You know, you don't get fact checked a lot. I know you don't. Well, maybe the liberals do it for you. But I let me tell you something. You make my day every day. You know that. I love the 3 hours, but I spend 3 hours with you every day, and I enjoy every moment of it.
Patty, I'm so happy to hear that, and I'm glad you're doing well. I know you've got a long road ahead of you, but you've got just tens of thousands of.
I'm ready. I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go with you guys. Mark from the Villages. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go to D.C. and let's go help Donald J. Trump.
The Todd Stern Show Militia.
I love it.
You know, we got to have some folks from Texas and Tennessee wanting to join in, right?
You got to get those hillbillies. You got to get the mafia in there. You gotta...
Oh, my word.
I love you guys. I love Mark from the Villages. When you mentioned my name, and I'm thinking, is he talking about me?
We're
talking about me.
Yeah, he was talking about you. Yes, and we mentioned Miss Janice, and you know we have some
Miss Janice. I love that one. I would love to meet her. She is a piece of work, that woman.
And you're not.
I know. You know what? God is working through us. And look, they just dropped the charges against him for all that money. I'm telling you, God is working through this man.
The Lord is doing something, Patty, and you can sense it, you can feel it. When you see, and I love the president weighing in on the faith component of it all, because when you see the 17, 18, 19-year-old kids that are just flocking to churches, and Liberty University, just the other day, there must have been 10, 15,000 students gathered outdoors for a huge worship service and people praying. And, you know, there is a positive spirit in this country. And I do believe that the Lord is moving. And is this a revival? I don't know, Patty, but I do know that something very good is happening, and I'm just honored to have this vantage point to be able to talk about it.
Yes, you were put in a place by God too, Todd. I really believe that you were meant for this job, And I'm so happy when I saw the news that they dropped the charges, you know, that $500 million. I am so happy. Now, Letitia James, now she better watch out. She better watch out.
Yeah,
you know
big
what?
Time.
Karma. I'm sorry, Todd, but karma, I'm sorry. Donald Trump's been through so much. That man loves this. But I can't wait to see this guy tonight. Oh, my God. It's going to be. You can't even. It's the garbage truck thing. He's going to put that on. That's going to be nothing compared to what he is doing tonight. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe he's going to go with the National Guard. He is amazing.
All right, Patty, we've got to leave it there. But thank you so much for calling in. And we love you, Patty.
Mark, I love you, Mark.
All right. I think he got the message. We're kind of like Christian mingle here, conservative mingle. All right, Patty, thanks a lot. We're matchmakers. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to get to more of your calls just momentarily. I do want to share some really sad news, and we got word of this right before we went on air today. But our good friend, Dr. James Dobson, has passed away. Dr. Dobson was founder of Focus on the Family, and really was instrumental back in the 70s, 80s, and especially in the 80s and 90s in encouraging and influencing parents in raising their kids. I mean, how many of us went through Focus on the, you know, our parents, you know, they read the books and they really implemented a lot of the parenting things that Dr. Dobson taught. I know my parents did. I was not so grateful for those principles when I was a child, but now looking back, one of the great honors of my career, I think they were celebrating his 50th anniversary of ministry, and I was invited by the National Religious Broadcasters to MC and interview Dr. Dobson at the NRB convention, and it was really just a remarkable interview. And I'm just curious, you know, as we get ready to go to break here, I am curious about Dr. Dobson and your family. Did he play an influence? Was he influential in your upbringing? Give us a call and let us know about that. 901-260-5926. Now, coming up in the last hour of the show, we're going to replay our interview with President Trump, and you'll be able to hear the entire thing again. So if you missed any portion of it, you can also download our free podcast, and you'll be able to listen to the entire interview free of charge on our podcast. You say, how do I get the podcast? It's very simple. Just go to toddstearns.com, click on the podcast, and you'll be able to subscribe. And you can also sign up for our free newsletter while you are there as well. All right, hang tight, everybody. We are going right back to the phones. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And coming up, we will be re-airing our big interview with President Trump. The president making massive news today, announcing that he's going to be patrolling the streets of D.C. tonight with the police and the National Guard. Someone said, please get videos of Trump throwing cuffs on at least a few illegals while yelling, lock them up. I absolutely love that. All right, let's get to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Going to Memphis, Tennessee, and Lee is listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hi, Lee, what's on your mind?
Not what's on my mind, Todd, is this. You know, with the National Guard, I agree with you 100% again, dealing with the governor of Tennessee, Lee. He needs to send some people down here in Memphis to take care of these problems that we have in here. I wonder, have you ever seen a movie called Dead President?
Wow. It sounds familiar. I can't remember the movie.
Well, it's some scenes in there that's really basically what we need to do here in Memphis, because these small business, these companies, these are necessary for the criminal enterprise. I mean, these people gather here and they be coming up with all kinds of stuff to do. That's the areas that the National Guard, some intel or whatever they need to focus on. Not just the brothers walking down the street, you know. They don't need to be focusing on stuff like that. They need to be focusing on these companies and businesses that's running the empire. High class, low class, whatever you want to call it. Because these people are gathering together and thinking of plans to do stuff. And that's some intel that's coming from both sides of me. I mean, I've been riding with the devil in my car for a while, but I put him out. So I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm glad you put the devil out of the car, my friend. It's that's always a good thing, Lee.
Yes. But what I'm saying is, when they come here, we need them here real bad because this stuff is growing. If you look around these little small business, see all these people gathering and doing these things, what do you think is going on? They planning.
Lee, it's a great point. And you're right. I think, you know, when you look at the crime and the organized crime, and a lot of it is gangbangers, but a lot of this is big business. I mean, when these guys and gals are going in and they're stealing all of this stuff, you know, all the shoplifters, and they're going in and just coming out with loads of loot, they're reselling that. That is being sold somewhere. So we have got to crack down on all of this, and we've got to, here's my issue, Lee, and I think you and I are of the same mind on this. I'm glad the Tennessee Highway Patrol is, for example, here in the Memphis area, but you're pulling people over doing 75 or 65 over in the suburbs. You need to be on I-240 pulling over the folks in the Dodge Chargers going 150 miles an hour.
Correct. And also spinning in the streets like on Park Avenue. I mean, going around in circles, all kind of crazy stuff that these young folks are doing. They don't understand. So, you know, we need to be ruling this city with an iron fist.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lee.
I would hope the governor would be listening, and he would do that. Bring some people down here to stop this enterprise and stuff that's building and building and building. I just don't understand. I mean, so much stuff is going on. It's ridiculous. There's some black people out here that want to live right, man. They want to have good homes and good business and you know, sit on their push with their screen doors, open windows and stuff. It's black people out here like that. We don't want this stuff.
Lee, you're 1,000% right, and that's why I'm excited to see groups like the Whitehaven Republican Club starting up. And I'm not saying that Republicans have all the answers, but they've got better answers than the Democrats do. And we've given the Democrats generations to fix what's broken in our town, and things have only gotten worse. So I say, let's give somebody else a chance, and let's see if they can't fix it.
Like you said, Republican, I'm 100%. I would never was a Republican 10 years ago. I was always Democrat. But when I started reading about Lincoln, I mean, he was a congressman. He was talking about freeing the blacks in D.C.
It's true.
Represented right before he was president. And people don't even know that. And slavery issue was going on before he even got in office. Talk about the president before him. And they didn't want to do nothing about it. It's so much rich history about slavery that us as black folks don't even know. And we want to step on the toes of the Republicans when it's the doggone Democrats, the one we need to deal with. Thank you, Todd. I'm out of here.
Lee, thank you. God bless, my friend. And it's exciting to know that Lee is on our side of the aisle now. Welcome. And, you know, one of the little known things about our show, we actually have the largest minority audience of any other show out there, aside from our good buddy Larry Elder. And I love that because I love the kinds of folks that call in and the kinds of opinions and the diversity of viewpoints. I just love it all. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Creed in North Carolina, WHKP. Creed, what's on your mind? And thanks for holding on.
Okay. I'm trying to get through everybody. He's doing a really good job with the criminals and stuff. Now we need to go after the bigger ones, the insurance companies. We can't even afford some of our medicines and stuff.
So you're telling me the insurance issue has not gotten any better? That hasn't improved?
It has got bigger.
All right. Well, Creed, we will, you know, when I see the president again, we'll bring that up and we'll mention that to him. I know that, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time for everything to get back to normal. And insurance companies, they may need a little poking and prodding.
I think they need bigger than poking and prodding. And another thing is, he's getting the National Guard Army, National Guards up there in Washington, D.C. We got a lot of states like North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia needs to get involved down these states because there's a lot of criminals down here.
Fair enough. Creed, it's a good point, and I sure do appreciate you calling, and thank you for listening to WHKB. We got to talk about Cracker Barrel. This was going to be my lead story before the president called it. This is, I think, one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And I thought what Bud Light did with Dylan Mulvaney was insane, but what Cracker Barrel is doing right now, it is off the charts stupid. I just don't get it. So here's the deal. Cracker Barrel has been going through this whole identity crisis. And a couple of months back, we told you they were redesigning all of the restaurants. They were getting rid of the dark paneled walls. They were getting rid of the lattice. They were getting rid of all the Southern charm. And it was basic. They wanted to brighten everything up, and they wanted to make it feel like, I don't know, a Chip and Joanna Gaines fixer-upper. And people were really disappointed. Then they started fooling around with the menu and adding the plant-based sausage, and they started serving things like herb chicken, and they started serving booze. And the reason why is because that's the only way that people could eat the fake sausage and the herb chicken, which is not a Southern thing, by the way. So now Cracker Barrel has announced that they have a new logo. And we've got the story at toddstearns.com, and I'd encourage you to go and check it out. And they have now literally removed the cracker and the barrel from the Cracker Barrel logo. They literally removed the old white guy sitting in the chair, and they removed the barrel that he was leaning up against, and they removed the words Old Country Store. I mean, folks, they have basically decolonized Cracker Barrel. Unbelievable. It may as well now just be a Denny's or a Bob Evans. I mean, no offense to either one of those. I mean, I like Bob Evans, like Denny's. But it's Cracker Barrel, for crying out loud. But here's what got me. Have you ever been in the restaurant? Where's Parker? Parker, turn your microphone on. Parker! Thank you, Parker. You see, don't get too high on your horse. I mean, 1 minute you're talking to the leader of the free world, but we got to talk about Cracker Barrel.
That's important.
It's important. So have you been to Cracker Barrel before?
I have.
Do you have a particularly favorite thing you like to get when you're at Cracker Barrel?
I'm a breakfast guy, so I get the French toast a lot when I'm there.
Oh, the French toast. That's very tasty. And do they give you the little tiny bottles of the syrup?
Absolutely.
I hate that. I'm like, give me a jug. Don't be stingy on the syrup.
I think it's needed. You need the jug. It's not enough syrup.
You know what I'm talking about, because you pour that little tiny thing in there, and it just gets slurped right up by the pancake, and you got nothing.
You need more.
You always need more. And then they want to charge you for it. By the way, my understanding is they're charging for the biscuits now. Those used to be complimentary.
I'm not a fan of this.
You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid that Cracker Barrel has an infestation of Yankees. And I think the Yankees are running Cracker Barrel right now. That's what I think is going on. And I'll get to more of that in just a moment. But I'm curious, Parker. Have you played the game? You know, the Cracker Barrel peg game. It's on the tables.
You have to. It's a staple when you go.
How do you do? Be honest.
I'm okay. I should be better.
Jeez, Lou. Do you leave like two or three?
Yeah, I usually get to two.
So this is my problem is, you know, because if you get like three, you're like just plain dumb, right? That's what it says. It tells you on the peg, right? Just plain dumb. Or if you're really bad, you're just a plain ignoramus. But they spell it out, ignoramus. But you're an ignoramus. So now Cracker Barrel has decided to redo that. And now the messaging is, so instead of being an ignoramus, now Cracker Barrel says, there's no reason to be embarrassed. Just try again. It's a participation trophy. Sweet Lord Almighty, Cracker Barrel is handing out participation trophies. The next thing you know, they're going to be serving unsweet tea. Anyway, we've got some audio on this, and here is, this is great. Do we have the audio of the cracker, the old white guy? All right, I don't know who did this, but somebody put together an AI version of the old white man who is on the, we call him the cracker because he's of the Caucasian persuasion, and we are pro-honky here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Anyway, here is the old guy on the Cracker Barrel logo, and he's really upset about all of this. He's got the boot. He is like the white Aunt Jemima. Take a listen.
Hello, I'm the cracker from Cracker Barrel, and y'all know I sat on that damn logo for 48 damn years, longer than a snake giraffe neck. Then overnight, you got this diverse, evil, ignorant, or DEI group of people taking over our marketing, talking about we need a rebrand. Then poof, I'm going faster than a black man driving through Alabama. How you going to rebrand without debrand? I'm the reason people come to Cracker Barrel. How you going to have a place called Cracker Barrel without a cracker leaning on a barrel? I mean, what's next, America? A black female Popeye's manager that doesn't fight her customers?
Hey, now.
Cracker Barrel needs a cracker and a barrel. And I'm the coldest cracker son of a bitch to ever lean on a barrel this side of a Mississippi. Hell, maybe both sides. But don't you go worry about your old boy Cracker. I got a little nest egg, and I'll find something to lean on. I always have. But it's a damn shame what y'all done let happen to old Barrel.
Who the hell out here finna hire me, bro? Nobody. Nobody hiring barrels. I might as well just jump in the fireplace, bro.
That's terrible. I feel bad for the guy. I mean, you got Aunt Jemima. She's unemployed. You got Uncle Ben. You got the Indian chick on the Lando Lakes, Pocahontas. And now you got the cracker from Cracker Barrel. It's just terrible. So I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, does this bother you? Are you turned off by all of this change that's happening at Cracker Barrel? Their stock has plunged. It's down like $8. It's unbelievable. So Cracker Barrel says that everybody they've talked to loves the redesign, loves it. So all this to say, don't be surprised if Cracker Barrel decides to replace the buttermilk biscuits and fried chicken with a basket of croissants and quiche Lorraine, all served by Dylan Mulvaney wearing a mini pearl hat. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. You know, the other thing is when it comes to radio, size does matter, the size of one's audience. And it was very kind of the president to point out that our show has a pretty massive audience. And what makes this so remarkable is we are literally the only grassroots, locally owned, nationally syndicated radio show in America. And we love our friends, you know, Clay and Buck. We share the same time slot. And Dana Lesh, we love all those guys. But the reality is they work for giant corporations. And what we do here, we do with our little crew from Memphis, Tennessee. And that's a badge of honor for all of us that work here on this program. And we're getting word now that the White House is literally sharing clips. They're putting out clips of the interview with the president. So we're mighty grateful for that. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Maria wants to weigh in on Cracker Barrel. Hi, Maria. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. I just thought that I would calm everyone down and remind them that when you go to Cracker Barrel, the food's a crapshoot anyway. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes you just kind of leave scratching your head, wondering how they got where they got. So just vote with your purse. Don't even bother wasting any more time thinking about it. If what they're doing isn't what you're looking for, keep on heading down the road.
Maria, sadly, you bring up a great point, because there was a time when Cracker Barrel, and I'm just wondering, and I don't know how it works in the kitchen, but I suspect they're not actually cooking the food there. I think it's shipped in from somewhere else, and I think that was the start of the big problem.
It does taste like that. I agree.
Right. And you know the other thing, Maria? When back in the day when you ate at Cracker Barrel, you had a full plate of food. And nowadays, if you go, they're tinier portions, and it's just like, is that all there is to it? So, yeah, it's
that's all right, but I don't want to sit there and beg for bread. And honestly, last time we went, we're like, where are the biscuits?
Hey, now, that's what gets me, is that the hospitality side of it. But I will say this, if you're looking for a great biscuit recipe, I've got it in my book. And the book is Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, and we got a great biscuit recipe in there. Maria, thanks for putting things in perspective.
Sure. Have a great day.
All right. You too, Maria. Thank you for calling. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, just want to let you know, we just got word that Newsmax has now requested us to run the entire interview with President Trump. And so you'll be able to watch that tonight at 5 o'clock on Newsmax 2. Big news, by the way, on Newsmax. They went public on the New York Stock Exchange. Millions are joining the news revolution. And, of course, Newsmax is now the fourth highest rated news channel just behind CNN. Reuters says we're one of the top news brands in America. And that's why you need to be downloading the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So, again, get the Newsmax app. Check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange, NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Want to give a shout-out to the Green Frog in Jackson, Tennessee. They're broadcasting Newsmax, and our good buddy Congressman David Kustoff sent us a photo as proof. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today. And it's really a very special day for all of us here on the team. We've got a lot going on, and it's exciting to know that our show is now making national headlines around the country with our interview we conducted with President Trump just in the first hour of the show. And as I mentioned, we are going to re-air the interview so you can hear it again. And it's also available on our social media platforms. You'll be able to download that in our podcast after the show today. And you can do that by going to toddstearns.com. But the big breaking story that people are really jumping on, and there are so many different angles and so much news that was broken, the president announcing that he's going to patrol the streets of Washington, D.C. tonight with the National Guard and with local PD. So that's pretty exciting. So anyway, let's go to the phones real quick. And Jameson, where are you calling us from? What state? What city?
Hello.
All right. You know what, Jameson? Hold on. We're going to put Jameson back on hold for just a second there.
I'm here.
All right. Put Jameson on hold, please. There we go. We'll get to Jameson in just a moment. But right now, I want to go to the interview, the conversation we had with President Trump earlier today. Mr. President, it is always an honor to have you on the show. And I just want you to know you've got a lot of fans in the Todd Starnes Show audience, and our listeners love you, and they love the great work that you've been doing for the nation.
Well, thank you, and it's good to be with you. You've been a lucky charm. We do. We won a lot of good races together, if you look at it. But appreciate it.
Thank you very much. By the way, Mr. President, I have to tell you, the golf community here in Memphis, they were hoping you were going to make it down for the FedEx St. Jude Classic. You would have loved the newly redesigned course. It was a great time, but you've got a lot of golf fans down here as well.
I do, and I love the area. I love the area. It's a good tournament. It's really, golf is a good thing.
But I've been so busy lately, I haven't been thinking about it, to be honest with you.
Okay, I don't know how you do this, Mr. President. You know, I do 3 hours of radio and then the Newsmax TV show, and I'm worn out by the end of the day, and you're just getting started. A lot of folks wondering, how does the president do it? What is the daily routine here?
Well, I sort of have no choice. It's either do it or it doesn't get done. And I like doing things myself, but we have a good team also. We have a lot of things going. We ended 7 wars, probably more than that. You know, they wrote an article and they gave me 3 additional ones that I ended without even knowing it. But, you know, I saw things were going bad and it looked like it was going to go bad, and it could have been 10, but it is 7. And that's a lot of wars. That includes going in and knocking the hell out of the future nuclear capacity of Iran. That was a big one, too.
And of course, you know, it was really a masterclass watching you with Vladimir Putin and Zelensky. I mean, the guy actually, we were wondering, with all that money we've been sending the Ukrainians, surely they got a JCPenney where the guy could get a suit off the rack, and he actually, you know, dressed appropriately for the White House.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked very good. He's in there pitching. It's a hard war, I'll tell you. It's a horrible war. It's the worst thing since World War II, and a lot of people dying. A lot of soldiers are dying, 5,000 to 7,000 a week.
Do you think we're going to be able to get peace in that region, Mr. President?
Well, I'll let you know in about, I would say within 2 weeks, we're going to know one way or the other. And after that, we'll have to maybe take a different tack. But we'll see. But we'll know pretty soon.
One of the big issues, really over the past 24 hours, and you were writing about this this morning on True Social, and the Republicans did it in Texas, Mr. President. They came through with the redistricting. Now we understand Missouri may be looking at doing the same thing.
And Indiana and Florida, maybe. I think Ron DeSantis is going to do it, too.
How important is the mail-in ballot, getting rid of that? What is that going to do for the nation?
The biggest thing we can do, it's bigger even than the reapportionment, it's bigger than anything we can do as a party. Our elections are extremely corrupt. The mail-in ballots, the system is so corrupt. You know, Colorado went to it. You don't even go to a state that does it, because when they go mail-in, the Democrats, the only way they're going to win is mail-in ballots. That's the only way. I say we'd pick up 100 seats if you had real elections, meaning you go to the voters. I think I would have won California. I think I'd win California right now over that terrible governor. I mean, he is such a pathetic guy, one of the worst. Although Pritzker is pretty bad, too. I would say he's pretty pathetic. But the mail-in ballots and the mail-in voting, and then you put them together with the machines. And you have to, that's why I said, make it too big to rig. The last election was so overwhelming that they tried. But they couldn't cheat to the extent they wanted to, and they gave it up. But somebody said 9:02 in the evening. And then it was just an explosion of ballots that came in. There was nothing they could do. But they cheat. And you know, with their policies, Todd, they have to cheat. Who wants open borders? Who wants a party of crime? I mean, look, I've straightened out crime in 4 days in D.C. And all they do is they say, he's a dictator. The place, people are getting mugged all over the place. Then they give you phony records like it's wonderful, and it's worse than it ever was. But we've got it going. People are so happy. They're going out to restaurants again. I mean, they're so happy. But it's disgraceful. But the biggest thing Republicans can do is get rid of mail-in ballots, and then get rid of the machines to go to paper ballots. You know, if you have paper ballots, it costs you 8% of what the machines cost. And you get an honest count.
It's unbelievable. And again, I'm astounded by those.
And you can't get these governors to do it, these Republican governors. And they're good. Some of them are good friends of mine. I don't know what it is. They don't do it. It's incredible. Even I'm talking about even states where I win it by 40, 50 points. They should do it. You know, set the example for others. I win them anyway. But, you know, I have states where I won by massive amounts, but they still cheat. Everybody cheats with mail-in ballots. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, and we're the only one in the whole world that uses them.
You know, Mr. President, you mentioned crime, and your FBI director, Cash Patel, did an interview with Fox, and he said that my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, is the homicide capital of America. And the people here are they're just oppressed. You know, it's a blue city. We've got Republicans in leadership in Nashville, and a lot of folks are saying, is there anything President Trump can do to help out the good people of Memphis? You know, Elon's building the big, huge super AI supercomputer here. Is there anything that you can do to help cities like Memphis?
Yeah, I will be. We're doing a sort of a test right now in D.C. It's working unbelievably much faster than we thought. We've arrested hundreds of criminals, hardline criminals, people that will never be any good. I don't care what they say. You know, they say, oh, rehab. They're not going to rehab these people. These are hardline. They're born criminals. They were born to be criminals. That's all they are. And we got them out of the system. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of cities like that. But I love Tennessee. You know, I won Tennessee by many, many, many points. So it was a landslide. Far greater than even, you know, the Republicans do good in Tennessee. But, I mean, my number was like 35 points. And I'm glad you're telling me that. I can put that early on a list, and I'm sure the people would love it.
Oh, they would definitely love that, Mr. President. This is the Todd Starnes Show. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, continuing now with our conversation with President Trump. Of course, you know, we've got a big gubernatorial race here. Senator Marsha Blackburn running for governor, Congressman John Rose running. Have you thrown in with anybody yet in the race? Are you going to endorse anybody?
Well, I haven't. You know, they're both very good friends of mine. They're both great people. And she's fantastic, but a great senator. And John is a fantastic guy. I haven't yet. I'll probably be forced to do it. I wish I didn't have to do it, but, you know, I'll probably be forced to do it. I don't know. It's just, you know, I hate to have to endorse them. Both excellent people.
It's a good problem to have because, you know, I think you're recruiting a lot of really solid people, Mr. President, and the party's got a strong bench because of you.
We have a great bench, and, you know, they have no bench. They have Jasmine Crockett is the bench, no relation to Davy, but their bench is not too strong, to put it mildly. It looks like, I don't know, Newsom is in there somewhere, I guess. I don't know how a guy can run when he destroyed California. He'll do the same thing to the nation. But Newsom and this guy Pritzker, big slob, terrible governor.
Too much deep dish.
They don't have much of a bench.
Yeah.
Put it mildly.
Yeah, well said.
I think they should go with Jasmine Crockett. I think she's great. Low IQ person.
It's really amazing, Mr. President, when you look at these
not
Democrats.
Even believable.
Yeah, that you look it's at these Democrats even. And they're out there, Mr. President, they're saying they're actually supporting crime on the streets of Washington. I mean, this is Trump derangement syndrome off the charts.
That's right. Because I sent in people to stop crime, they said he's a dictator. The real people, though, even Democrats are calling me up saying, it's unbelievable. You know, it's been 4 days, right? And they said, it's unbelievable. And I'm going to be going out tonight. I'm going to keep it a secret. But I'm going to go, you're the only one that knows. You and your lots of listeners. You have a great show. You have a very successful show, by the way, in case you haven't heard that. But I'm going to be going out tonight, I think, with the police, and with the military, of course. So we're going to do a job. The National Guard is great. They've done a fantastic job.
It's going to be fascinating. Mr. President, I've got to ask you about Gen Z voters. I don't know if you've seen the sorority houses, especially in the southern states, where you've got the sorority girls and they're wearing the blue jeans. They got the American flag apparel. You got the frat bros out there. This generation, especially the younger version of Gen Z, they are all in on the America First movement. I'm wondering why do you think that is?
Because it's common sense. Because they're smart people, and it's common sense. I mean, it's no crime in your cities. It's not an open border. You know, we need open borders. By the way, for the last 4 months, we've had zero people come into our country because we're tough and we're smart and we know what we're doing. And Biden had a low IQ before he got, you know, even worse. He was low IQ 30 years ago. I just have to check it out. The guy was a terrible, terrible, stupid person. Just a glad-hander. You know, you call him a glad-hander. Puts out his hand, he had a nice smile.
We have a saying, Mr. President of the South, that when it comes to President Biden, the cheese had slid off his cracker, as they say. So,
well, it was never really there. Ah. I mean, if you look back, he was never a smart person.
Fair enough.
But he's in particular better. And it's not age. I know I have friends that are in their 90s, literally as sharp as you can be. You know, Gary Player is 89 years old. He's going to be 90, like, immediately almost. And he's like 100%. He still plays golf really well, even. He's 90. Compare that to Biden. You have a conversation with him, it's the same as 25 years ago.
Wow.
It's, you know, it's amazing. So they like to say age, but it's not age. He's just off.
Mr. President, I know I've got one more question for you. When you know, gosh, about a year or so ago, you made a statement about our good friend Lee Greenwood, who is a regular on this show, and had that incredible Bible, the God Bless the USA Bible, and you wrote something. And I think this is the reason why people came after you is not because of the Bible. I think it's because of what you said, that if we really want to make America great again, America has to pray again, and America has to read their Bible again. How important was it for you to stand up for people of faith? You know, they were shutting down churches during the Democrat regime, but how important was that for you to support people of faith?
Well, I just do it because I know it's true. If you look around, I mean, people of faith, there's a feeling they want to be good. You know, they get punished if they're not good, right? If you don't think about that, if you're not a believer and you believe you go nowhere, what's the reason to be good, really? There has to be some kind of a report card up there someplace, you know, like, let's go to heaven, let's get into heaven. It's sort of... a beautiful thing. Look, religion was the backbone of our country. It's much less so now, but it's getting much stronger under me. It was terrible under Biden. I was so amazed. You know, I won the evangelicals like by 88%, but I was trying to figure out who are the other 12%? How could they vote for her? You know, I mean, she was so pathetic. And Biden, you know, it's a combination. One was worse than the other. Why do they do that? It's like you can't imagine them wanting to do that. And you saw what they did to you during. They were closing churches. Even if the people went outside and they were 10 feet apart, they were going in and raiding them and, you know, treating them like prisoners, like you know, like horrible people. And they're great people. They were the backbone of this country, and they still are, but they were dwindling. But I'm telling you, they're coming back. Religion's coming back. And religion brings our country together. All religions, a lot of religions. I mean, some I could question, I guess, to be honest with you. You know, there's a little rough philosophy there. But religion brings our country together. And it's a great thing. It's a great thing. And we have to bring it back stronger. And it has made tremendous inroads.
Mr. President, why are you doing all of this? You could be retired, living the good life down at Mar-a-Lago, but you step back into the political arena, and I'm just curious, why'd you do that?
Well, for one reason, I knew the election was rigged, and now we found that out definitively, as you can see, and you were a believer a long time ago. You didn't need all this evidence that's been piling on, but it was rigged. That means I did well. That means because I won by millions of votes. And that's a poll. If I thought I lost, I wouldn't have done it, because that would be the ultimate poll, right? But I thought I really, and then I saw what was happening on top of everything. I saw one of the first things was the open borders. I built hundreds of miles of wall. We had, in 3 weeks, it could have been, certain areas could have been completed. I built more than I was supposed to build, than I said I was going to build, but there were certain little open areas that would have been done. The wall was there. You saw what they did. They sold the wall for 3 cents on the dollar. 3 cents on the dollar. And it's just incredible. And I saw what they were doing. So I saw that. I saw crime. I saw prices going up. I saw energy go so stupid with windmills all the place that are killing the country. And I saw all the things that were happening. I said, well, I have no choice. And I really enjoy it. And I enjoy it because I want to make America great again. We had it great. In fact, I was going to have to change the name. I wasn't going to say America great again, because it was great. I was going to use a different term, just keep America great.
All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And again, if you want to hear the entire interview we did with President Trump, go to toddstearns.com, and we'll have that in the podcast. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, some exciting news coming out of Texas. Of course, with the redistricting effort there, Missouri about to kick in with a redistricting plan. What about your state? Should other Republican states redistrict to add more Republican seats to Congress? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Say hello to Dan, listening to us out in Kansas on awesome KGYN. That's the big talker out in those parts. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I guess if the random subject, it would be that I've lived in Minnesota for over 50 years and selling everything and moving to just get away from a crazy state. And we're moving to Iowa. They're very, very tax friendly, and you know it's not run by, you know, it's not run horribly. There, in Minnesota alone, $1 billion of fraud. They burned through $1 billion excess taxes, only to raise taxes again. It is one of the higher taxes. Not maybe not as bad as New Jersey, but so that's kind of, I guess that's where I'm at right now.
Dan, no, I hear you, and I think a lot of people are, you know, expressing similar concerns in their states, and, you know, I think you're moving to a terrific state. I'm a big fan of Iowa and Kansas, and there's a lot of good conservative folk down there. The challenge in Kansas is every now and again they'll elect a Democrat governor. They get a little squirrely. But that's just the way they've done it. It's sort of like in the, I don't know if it's in the DNA or the gene pool there in Kansas.
Sure.
So what's your take on Cracker Barrel, Dan?
You know, I just heard that you know, I buy the Aunt Jemima pancake mix, and I'm shocked at who that offended to name it, what, Pearl? Mill Pearl? Or
yeah, Pearl Mills or something, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like, what? I just don't understand, you know, how some people can just, you know, their entire full-time job is being offended somehow and having to change everything instead of just themselves, looking at themselves and getting over themselves.
It's the craziest thing, Dan. And, you know, again, I mean, certainly Aunt Jemima wasn't terribly offended by it, or right. Uncle Ben, you know, or the Indian lady on the butter, the Lando Lakes.
Yeah.
And I think go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Dan, I think that the challenge here is you have a bunch of woke white liberals that are sitting around and they have no real world experience, and they feel like they have to be the saviors of all these minority groups, when in fact the minority groups really don't care about these kinds of things. Nobody cares that Aunt Jemima or Mrs. Butterworth were crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. I think they look back at the late 60s and think, oh, that was such a cool time to, you know, protest the man and the government. But, you know, everybody that did that, they woke up with a hangover, you know, 10 years later and had to finally, you know, grow up and get to work. So they'll realize it sooner or later. It does sound like the younger generation is actually starting off on the right foot, the young Gen Zs and that. So hopefully it just keeps getting better.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, thank you for listening to us, and thanks for calling in today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Again, coming up tonight, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax, and then I'll be filling in later tonight for Greg Kelly on his program. So you'll want to be sure to watch that as well. It's going to be a busy day is what I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be a very, very busy day. So the other big story that we were talking about is from the Attorney General, Letitia James, and they got big problems because they tried to get Trump, and Trump can't be gotten. So the New York appeals court today throwing out this $500 million penalty against President Trump in the Letitia James civil case. This is a huge, huge victory for President Trump. The five-member panel all upheld findings that Trump and his company were liable, affirming that James acted within her authority and that injunctive relief to curb Trump Organization was appropriate. But they overturned the penalty, all right? So the liability ruling is intact, but it eliminates the big penalty of $364 million plus interest, which is around $500 million. So President Trump taking to True Social says this is a total victory, and railing against Letitia James and the original trial judge, who was a Trump hater, this guy, Arthur Engoron, if you remember him. The president saying total victory in the fake New York State Attorney General Letitia James case. So good for you. Good for you, Mr. President. Parker, do you really want to play that again? Really? You really want to hear from the cracker? The cracker, the official cracker of Cracker Barrel?
He had a lot to say.
You know, a lot of people didn't realize, and I don't blame the guy. He's been sitting on that chair for, what, 60 years now?
He has served his time.
Nobody's given him a round of applause. Nobody's giving him a plaque or a gold watch. He's just sitting there minding his own business next to the barrel. And people are, oh, there's the white guy next to the barrel. Oh, he's a cracker. Oh, Cracker Barrel. I think that's pretty much how they named the restaurant chain. So anyway, I don't know how we were able to do this, but the cracker at Cracker Barrel, and if you missed the story, the headline is that Cracker Barrel has dropped the cracker and the barrel from its official logo. And now Mr. Cracker is very upset about this, as well he should be, because he is being dispatched to the dustbin of history along the likes of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and the Indian chick on the butter box. Land O'Lakes, thank you. I'm slightly distracted. All right, let's take a listen to Mr. Cracker.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the cracker from Cracker Barrel. And y'all know I sat on that damn logo for 48 damn years, longer than a snake giraffe neck. Then overnight, you got this diverse, evil, ignorant, or DEI group of people taking over our marketing, talking about we need a rebrand. Then poof, I'm going faster than a black man driving through Alabama.
That's fast.
How you gonna rebrand without debrand? I'm the reason people come to Cracker Barrel. How you gonna have a place called Cracker Barrel without a cracker leaning on a barrel? I mean, what's next, America? A black female Popeyes manager that doesn't fight her customers? Cracker Barrel needs a cracker and a barrel. And I'm the coldest cracker son of a bitch that ever leaned on a barrel this side of a Mississippi. Hell, maybe both sides. But don't you go worry about your old boy Cracker. I got a little nest egg, and I'll find something to lean on. I always have. But it's a damn shame what y'all done let happen to old Barrel.
Who the hell out here finna hire me, bro? Nobody. Nobody hiring barrels. I might as well just jump in the fireplace, bro.
It's terrible. What are we going to do? Do we need a national effort here to – do we really need to we need to get this guy a job? Anybody hiring a cracker out there? Do we have any people that are hiring crackers in America? If so, let us know, and we will pass along the information, because we don't need any unemployed crackers out there. Jeez alone. By the way, I know somebody just called in, and they were trying to get the definition of cracker. Look, here's the deal, and hear me on this. There was actually a baseball team in Atlanta known as the Atlanta Crackers back in the day, and they played at Ponce de Leon, which is one of the old ball fields back in Georgia. But the reason why they call Cracker Barrel Cracker Barrel is because back in the old days, no, Parker, they didn't store crackers in the Cracker Barrel. Back in the old days, they literally stored crackers, like saltine crackers, in these giant barrels. And that's why the term Cracker Barrel came along. So now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Steve Gill. All right, let's bring into the conversation our good friend, the publisher of TriStarDaily.com, Steve Gill. Steve, I didn't mean to blow up the national news cycle today, but you never know what's going to happen with this show.
You know, I thought I heard plate clattering in the background. Was the president doing the show from Cracker Barrel?
So this is funny. I during the prep interview, you know, we were talking to his folks, and I almost mentioned Cracker Barrel, but I'm not sure if the president has actually been to a Cracker Barrel.
But Don Jr. is wearing it out, as are most of us, as are you and others. You know, Danny Evans, who founded Cracker Barrel in 1969 at the location they have in Lebanon, Tennessee. I had breakfast with Danny many times at that location, and he passed away in 2012. I guarantee you, he is rolling in his grave over what they've done, great and successful brand, as they go woke, like New Coke and like Bud Light and all these other entities that go woke and go broke. And when you look at the stock prices of Cracker Barrel today, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, Parker was telling me what down over 9% so far today. And I just don't get it. You know, they're saying they did all these surveys and people are loving it. I'm not hearing anybody loving it.
Well, I don't even think a Sydney Sweeney ad can save them at this point. But I'm willing to go if she's going to be, you know, wearing one of the Cracker Barrel outfits and serving Uncle Herschel's breakfast.
Well, there you go. It's but again, you know, when you look at all of these woke kids coming out of these universities, and Steve, every single one of them think that we've got to just destroy everything that has made this country what it is, and going after our traditions. And this is just a small example of that, I think.
But as you pointed out, that with President Trump, the sorority girls dancing in their red, white, and blue at these rush events all over the country, man, there's hope on the horizon. I mean, we're seeing Christianity revival in that back end of Gen Z. You're seeing these sorority dancing girls that are making it clear that Rush is the revival of fun again. And again, I think there are some hopeful moments out there. And I think that part of that is the Trump leadership. You know, not only is America great again, but he's making our culture great again.
No, it's a great point. And, you know, we had a Brylan Hollihand on who does a lot, you know, in the media. He's a chair of the GOP Youth Advisory Board. And I know he's an Auburn guy, but, he's conservative. But, you know, when you see those kinds of kids that are just so enthusiastic, that's the kind of enthusiasm I saw back when I was a teenager in the Ronald Reagan era.
You know, and again, they're wearing the red, white, and blue on many of these campuses. They're definitely wearing the denim and the jean to tie into Sydney Sweeney. But again, patriotism is back. And again, as you talked with President Trump, when you look at the results in Washington, D.C., and as you noted, I never would have had on my bingo card that Democrats would be protesting in Washington, D.C. in favor of crime, violence, and murder. But there you go. And in just a few days, President Trump's policies with the screaming and howling from the left are working and making D.C. streets safer than they've been in decades.
Steve, and of course, the big headline that people are latching onto is that President Trump announced on the show that he's going to be going out on the streets, going out on patrol. I want to see the president in uniform, and I want him seeing arresting somebody.
I would love it, and he would do it. And I think that, again, it's that visual that he understands better than most politicians. And again, one of my complaints with so many of our members of Congress and the Senate is they will pose in front of the Capitol when they're talking about key issues, and people see that image and they think, oh, that's one of those idiots in Washington I hate. President Trump grabs the visual of, I'm going to go out the streets. I'm going to go paint the great, big, beautiful wall on the border with Mexico black. So your hands will burn if you try to, climb it. He gets the visual element of communicating, and that, again, visual of him at the resolution desk with the European leaders assembled in front of him. I've told people it reminded me of having to go to the principal's office with a couple of my buddies after we got caught in elementary school with some shenanigans. And literally, they looked like they were being dressed down by Principal Trump in the Oval Office.
Steve Gill, the publisher of TriStarDaily.com, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Steve, Steak and Shake has just issued a statement, and they are throwing some shade at Cracker Barrel. And by the way, Steve, if you haven't seen the AI version of the cracker and the Cracker Barrel logo, raising holy you-know-what for getting fired, it's hilarious. Here's what Steak and Shake said. Sometimes people want to change things just to put their own personality on things. At Cracker Barrel, their goal is just to delete the personality altogether, hence the elimination of the old-timer from the signage. Heritage is what got Cracker Barrel this far, and now the CEO wants to just scrape it all away. At Steak and Shake, we take pride in our history, our families, and American values. All are welcome. We will never market ourselves away from our past in a cheap effort to gain the approval of trend seekers. And by the way, that's not to mention they went full-blown Maha, and they're, what is it, beef tallow that they're frying their fries in now?
Well, and you know, as if it's escaped some people, this new CEO at Cracker Barrel that's embraced the LGBTQ pride marches, you know, events as well on behalf of Cracker Barrel. She came from Taco Bell most recently. Before that, I know this will be a shock, she came from Starbucks, and she's
the
interior of the Cracker Barrels into looking like some, you know, Gap Mall type version rather than what was the historical cultural embrace of the old country store that was Cracker Barrel. It's interesting, though, Todd, you know, while they're changing the restaurant portion, they're still keeping all the stuff they sell that you have to wait, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes to get your table, because the money grab is they make more money in the gift shop than they do with the sale of food. So she's at least smart enough, until they lose their audience, to recognize that's the money maker out in the lobby before you get to the restaurant.
Oh, and that is true. Hey, real quick, Steve, you know, President Trump also weighing in on the crime issue in Memphis, but I want to ask you about the gubernatorial race. And I was really, it was interesting his comments about that, because he didn't endorse anybody and he had very nice things to say. He mentioned John Rose by name. He referenced Marsha Blackburn as the senator. But I'm curious your take on the president's remarks there.
You know, I think it shows that he is not ready to make an endorsement in that race. He's going to sit back and wait. Now, he is making endorsements around the country. But I've talked to John Rose recently, and as he pointed out, look, we've got a two-seat majority in the U.S. House right now with Congressman Mark Green of Middle Tennessee having recently resigned. That's a narrow of the narrowest majority.
Yeah.
President Trump needs to not pick any new enemies in the House when he needs every single vote. The same thing really is true in the Senate. So it isn't in President Trump's best interest at this point before this race starts to sort itself out to pick any new friends or, worse, new enemies when he needs every single vote in the Senate and the House.
All right, Steve, great analysis, and we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate your wise words. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, my friend. I'm headed to Steak and Shake to get a burger and a chocolate shake.
Oh, got to get a shake. Yeah, you got to do that. All right, Steve Gill, everybody. Hey, that's going to do it for us. Wow, what a crazy show today. It's been a lot of fun. Head over to Newsmax. We're going to be talking about the Trump comments in the interview, and we'll see you at not only 5 o'clock, but then 8 o'clock Eastern as well. ToddStarnes.com. You can download the podcast. Get out there and be good, America.